Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to introduce Laurie from Northern California in the United States. Thank you for joining me, Laurie.
Oh, thank you for having me, Amanda.
Could you tell me when you first started to notice there was something wrong?
Well, I was kind of on the lookout, if you will, for this because my father and my grandmother both had Hailey-Hailey disease. But it didn't manifest itself in my skin, I should say, until about 21, but that's been over 30 years ago. And that was shortly after the death of my brother-in-law. That was very traumatic, and then my skin just went crazy, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. So when you say crazy, I'm guessing you mean blisters and weeping?
Well,
and...
yes. I had it all. I had terrible blisters underneath my arms, in the armpit area, under my breast, in the groin. Not only that, very raw lesions that are kind of like little razor blade cuts, if you will. And I know a lot of my fellow sufferers suffer from the same thing. The burning can be excruciating. It feels something like a really terrible sunburn or a second degree burn. Then, of course, it exudes fluid, and that fluid is rather sticky, and then you have the problem with it sticking to your clothing, and then you move and your skin tears, and it's just it's really a terrible disease. We're finding more and more about the different symptoms.
Mm-hmm. So when you were diagnosed with Hailey-Hailey's disease, what medication were you offered?
Well, there are so many, it's hard to recall all of them, but of course, the typical antibiotics like Teflex, penicillin, tetracycline, on a few occasions there was the Cipro, and then there were steroid injections like Kenalog, and I was even put on Dapsone, which was developed for leprosy. And then there are topicals like Dermavate, Temavate, Bactrafen, or Bactroban, and then... About 10 years ago, I learned about silver sulfadiazine, I think it's called. We call it silver cream. And that actually helped with the burning, but there's so many different antibiotics. Like I said, I can't even remember mm-hmm. all of them.
And could you ever manage to get your Hailey-Hailey's under control?
I could. There would be periods of remission. I would have a few months, and often in my 20s, I would have a year or two. And then in my 30s, it gradually progressed, and I was having fewer remissions. And then up into the 40s, and then it was getting to the point where I would only have a few weeks of remission through the whole year. And sometimes it wouldn't be too bad. Maybe under the arms, and that's it. Then other times, it was under the arms, and the breast, in the groin, on the back, on the neck, all at the same time, and that would last for months, and nothing was really touching it, and I use a lot of alternative therapies as well, and I've been very interested in health and wellness for decades, and that would help too, but I never could fully get a handle on it up until I started researching LDN.
So before you started LDN, what would you say your quality of life was like on a score of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best?
Well, up until I started, the quality of life wasn't good, because here you are, you're almost immobile, because it hurts so terribly to move. You move your arm, and you're broke out there, and it cracks, and it bleeds, and it burns. You're self-conscious because you don't want to have any spots leaking, if you will, when you're in company, amongst friends even. Very difficult to walk when it's in the growing area. So you stay home a lot and you try to keep yourself positive, but sometimes it can mentally, it can really affect you. It can be very depressing. Mm-hmm. And very depressing, I might add, for your mate and your friends, because there's nothing really they can do, and they feel very, I have such wonderful friends, and there's just, you know, nothing that they could do. And so this too is what gave me such impetus to look for something. I knew there had to be something, and I know it's so important for us to, I have found eating right and staying as healthy as we can. But
so I'm going to press you there, Laurie. What would you say your quality of life was on that score of 1 to 10?
Oh, I would say about a 4.
Okay.
And I'm a pretty positive person, but I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I took a memory lane there for a minute. That was, so that wasn't good.
Yeah, that's fine. How did you hear about LDN?
I actually was on a health site, McCullough.com, and there was mention of LDN, and so I was looking at all the different symptoms that people were suffering and getting relief and the diseases that people were getting relief. So it just struck a note with me, and so I just studied and researched every piece of material, every website, went on the National Institutes of Health website. And then what really, really hit home was the fact that we have so many opioid receptors in the skin. I just couldn't believe it. And I thought, this has got to work. This has got to work. So it was like 2 or 3 months of research every day, any moment I had, until I asked one of my physicians and my dermatologist if I could try it. And of course, no, she said no. She didn't want any red flags, basically, on her practice. And so I didn't give up. I went to another doctor who actually had did research on Hailey-Hailey disease. And he told me that he didn't feel that it could help, that anything I might have read was anecdotal. So then on my third try, I looked on the internet and found doctors that were prescribing LDN, and it just so happened that one was in my town where I lived. So I asked him, I said, I'm not coming to you if you don't give me this LDN to try. And I explained our disease, and he said, you know what, that makes sense. No problem. So that was about 17 months ago, August of 2012, mm-hmm. that I started.
So when you first started, did you notice any initial side effects?
You know, all I can say is for the first 3 or 4 nights, I did wake up during that endorphin peak that I've learned about around 3 a.m. But then after those first few days, I fell asleep as soon as my head hit the pillow. I couldn't believe it. And I woke up feeling refreshed and fantastic, actually. I had more mental clarity than I'd had in years. The brain fog was gone. It was exciting.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it take before you started to notice improvements in your Hailey-Haileys?
I would basically say about 3 weeks. I started noticing a huge difference in my skin, clearing up,
mm-hmm.
not having the fluid exuding, and just healing. It was just amazing. You know, when you've had this disease for decades, you get to know what works and what doesn't. And I knew immediately that the LDN was working for me. And I just felt it would work for others as well.
So I'm just trying to get a picture here. Had your Hailey-Haileys disease in this 17 months healed completely, would you say you've had a period of being clear?
I have had several months of being clear. But as in life, oftentimes, there can be stressful situations,
mm-hmm.
and so there were times when my skin did break out, but it never broke out to the degree that it had in the past, and it still hasn't. I get a few lesions here and there, and as I said, with stress comes all the stress hormones, and it seems to trump everything else in our body, every other chemical in our body. So, but I can honestly say that even with everything that I've gone through in the last year, I would I would just be a mess if it wasn't for the LDN. I know that.
And would you say that the breakouts heal quicker than they did prior to LDN, or about the same?
Oh, no, absolutely healed quicker and do heal quicker. And since the LDN, I've never had any breakouts in certain areas of my body, under my arms, and just different places that I normally would have the breakouts, I don't have them.
Well, if you did an average now of being on LDN, what would you say your quality of life is, taking into account the breakouts with the period of remission?
I would say a 9.
Really? That's amazing. That really is. So what would you say to other people with Hailey-Hailey's disease that are contemplating trying LDN?
I would say don't give up. Keep trying to get a doctor to prescribe LDN. It may not be that you will have 100% clearness or continual remission, but it will so much improve the quality of life. Of that I'm certain, because there's so many of us now. I started, along with a friend, I started a Facebook group, Hailey-Hailey Disease New Approaches, where we discuss different approaches, holistic and natural approaches, and we're finding so many are getting such fantastic results with the low-dose naltrexone, and some not even changing too much about their protocols, their dietary protocols or whatever. But it seems like about 99% are getting good to fantastic results. So I would say just don't give up. It took me 3 doctors, but it'll happen if you just don't give up on that.
Thank you very much, Laurie, for sharing your experience with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And you know, Linda, here's something else that a lot of folks don't realize. What comes with Hailey-Hailey disease is not just the blisters or the lesions or the burning, but also many of us suffer from secondary diseases or health issues because of that calcium imbalance. I'm finding more and more of us have suffered from different types of cancer, MS, rheumatoid arthritis, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. All of these go back, it seems, to that calcium imbalance as well. So that's another reason why I just really advocate LDN, because so many folks with those particular health issues and diseases are getting fantastic results as well with low-dose naltrexone.
I'd like to introduce Ray from England, who takes LDN for Hailey-Hailey's disease. Thank you for joining me, Ray.
Thank you very much for asking me.
Could you tell us about your Hailey-Hailey's disease when you first started to notice symptoms?
Yeah, I first started to notice symptoms on my body about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What kind of symptoms?
Right. I was getting breakdown of the skin at that time, which was mainly centered around the neck on the left and the right sides. It was blisters, it was weeping, it was becoming infected, and it was rubbing on shirts, obviously, when I was working as a teacher.
Mm-hmm. And what did your doctor say? What medication did he give you to help?
My doctor prescribed some cream and then some antibiotics. Basically, what was happening was that the outbreaks were lasting for about 5 to 6 weeks. And then they were going into slight remission. But the breakdown was starting to come back again. And it appeared to be, over a period of time, that the outbreaks were actually getting worse, because it was becoming more sore and it was breaking down with more regularity.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009-2010, I got massive eruptions in my groin area and also on my chest under my arms, and my neck was really, really bad.
Was stress a factor? Did that make it worse?
Stress is a factor, because obviously with taking LDN, it is in the UK off license. And although I had had remarkable effects with it, remarkable benefits, I was going to see my consultant this week, and I was anxious that she was going to turn around and wash her hands of me like other people have. And so I was mindful of that, and a couple of days beforehand I started getting spots of it coming up on my stomach. But I don't think that stress is everything. I think it's a contributory factor, but it's not the actual sole reason for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I can take you back to before you started LDN, how did you go about obtaining a prescription in the first place? How did you hear about LDN?
I heard about LDN from the self-help group that I'm involved with, which is Hayley Hayley Disease New Approaches. This was started off by a lady called Laurie Tongoni and Thomas Holm. And there are 70 people involved in that now.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of them is sort of, we're trying to help each other through this. And one or two, well, quite a considerable number of them are now on the group, have had LDN prescribed. And I saw it, saw that they'd had it. So started researching it, because once I found out what Hayley Hayley disease was, that it was a congenital effect of the calcium pump, and that it was hereditary, I started looking into it, did a vast amount of research, and came across the work of Dr. Bernard Bahari. So that's how come I found out about LDN.
Mm-hmm. And how long ago was that?
Right, that was about January time this
mm-hmm.
year.
Right.
It wasn't that long ago. About December, January time when I started. I was formally diagnosed with it in October last year.
Mm-hmm. So once you'd heard about LDN and you could see that other people were taking it, what did you do about getting a prescription?
Right. I had spoken to my doctor, my GP, and asked my doctor if there was any chance that he would prescribe LDN for me, and he said he couldn't because of directives that have come from the local commissioning group on prescribing off-licence drugs. I then spoke to my consultant about LDN, and she said that she couldn't do it either. So I wrote to the commissioning group for Dudley in the UK, asking them if it was possible. I had been referred by my consultant for laser treatment on this, which I wasn't really keen on, because that was just going to affect the skin, the surface. It was a cosmetic reconstruction. It wouldn't affect the cause. But they refused that as well, because it didn't fit their criteria. So I wrote to the chief officer of Dudley Commissioning Group, and I wrote to him five times. I tried to phone him three times and he wouldn't speak to me. So I knew I was getting absolutely nowhere. My consultant had used LDN in the past. She'd used naltrexone before. And she was quite happy with the research that I'd done and was willing to give it a try. But of course, if it's out of area, which she's in Birmingham and I live in the Dudley catchment area, she can't do it with that. So she wrote to Dudley, and her request for LDN for me got through the hospital board, but was rejected by the commissioning group. So I knew that this was going to happen, and I knew that it wasn't going to get anywhere. As I say, I had five letters ignored, so I looked at sourcing it myself. I sourced it myself. I went to my GP and I said, look, if I get this myself, will you supervise me? And he responded to me that if I got it and was taking it, he would have nothing to do with it. So I thought, right, okay, here we go, I'm on my own. So I stopped all antibiotics in February. I stopped all opioid painkillers in February. And on the 28th of February, I had got my supply of LDN, and I gradually started building it up from 1.5 milligrams up to 3, and then up to 4.5 over a period of time. Mm-hmm. I've now been on it for just over a month. I've been on it for 5 weeks.
And you very kindly offered to give us some before and after photographs, which people can see at the end of the interview,
which
nothing short of absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, I would go so far as to say that that has changed my life. I mean, only one little thing, but I mean, everybody who has this will suffer from it. Because of the pain that is there, and the pain that is constant, it's 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't sleep. And there are some people that I know who have this on their back. Well, they can't sleep on their back. Fortunately, I don't. But it doesn't matter, because where it is in the groins, chest and armpits, I mean, if you move around in bed, which we all do, then the pain of that wakes you up. So for a period of time, I was getting on average about 2.5 hours sleep a night,
mm-hmm.
Which was not exactly doing me any good either. With it and with the job that I did, I can't work. I haven't worked since last June. Because I can't stand in one place for very long, I can't sit for very long, and I certainly can't drive because I can't get in a driving position. Now, what the LDN has done, it's transformed, it's taken the pain, it's healing dramatically. The groin area is slightly, it's not as improved as the neck, but then again, it's absolutely entrenched there, so I'm not expecting it to work as fully in other areas, but my underarms are clear. My chest is clear, and I am able to basically live a more normalised life. Groins are still sore, so I have to be careful, and I'm bathing 4 times a day. So I'm still not ready for going back in front of a classroom for the kids, mm-hmm. but I certainly am feeling a lot easier. And apart from that, I think it's important to say that the support that I've had from the group, from LDN Research Trust, and from my consultant, have given me hope, optimism, and a determination to get this thing kicked into touch.
What about your sleeping pattern now?
Sleeping pattern is more or less normalised. I might wake up during the night once or twice, but it is literally for 15, 20 minutes while I just get comfy again and go back to sleep.
And that in itself has an impact on everything, doesn't it? Just being able to get your rest and have a sleep.
I mean, it's You wake up in the morning and you know you've still got it and you know it's still sore in areas. But when you're actually seeing the thing getting better, it motivates you that something is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, I may be on it for the rest of my life. I may get attacks in the future. But at least I will know then that I have something that works, something that is helping me, and something that's restoring my quality of life.
Well, that's excellent. I think you might find it's a drug for life, but because it's not toxic and it's not going to do you any harm, there's no reason why you shouldn't take it. Well, that is amazing. How about if we, say, in 6 months' time, do a follow-up to see how you're progressing?
Yeah, I mean, that's great by me. I mean, anything that I can do to provide information that will help anybody else that's got this, that's what I will do. One of the things that I've done at the moment is I have been recording everything on a daily basis, religiously.
Mm-hmm.
I've been taking blood pressure measurements because I do suffer from blood pressure, which is managed. But nevertheless, I have got slightly high blood pressure. And there's been no change in the blood pressure at all. It's a stable line on both sides. I've been noting the dosage, the symptoms, the areas, sleep patterns, mood, appetite, and documenting everything that I've been doing every day. And honestly, I can say that I have had absolutely no side effects with this. The literature states that you are best advised to take this at 1.5 and go up after about a 2-week period by 1 milligram. So 1.5, 2.5, and then up to 3. I did it a bit quicker than that, and in about 3 weeks I went from 1.5 to 4.5. I suffered no adverse effects from it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And it may well be that because I've taken 4.5 quite quickly, it may well be that I will go down to 3. And then I will see, and I will keep on measuring to see what happens after that. But there's no side effects that I have come across at all. And that in itself is marvellous. I've also taken steps to engage my MP with this matter about it being off licence. And he has written to Dudley Commissioning Group. And if he doesn't get any response, then I'm prepared to take it to the Secretary of State for Health. Because I feel that the evidence that I have and the images that I have are living proof that this particular medication is invaluable for anybody who has Hailey-Hailey disease.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look forward to speaking to you again in 6 months' time, Ray.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
I'd like to introduce Teresa from the United States, who takes LDN for Hailey-Hailey's disease. Thank you for joining me, Teresa.
You're welcome, thank you.
And could you tell me when you first started to notice that there was something wrong with your skin?
I have actually had problems with my skin from birth. My diaper area, the growing area, would be so bad my mother would have to boil diapers.
Oh, dear.
But at that time, they didn't know that it was Hailey-Hailey.
Uh-huh. Do you have a member of...
strong.
Sorry. Do you have a member of family with Hailey-Hailey's?
Yes, that it's very strong in my father's side of the family.
Okay.
We know for a fact my grandfather, my father, me, and I have children with it and have grandchildren that are presenting that haven't been biopsied.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's a terrible condition to have to live with, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, okay, what happened to you as a child?
The skin would break open and blister to the point of bleeding, and they didn't know how to treat it. Well, as I got out of diapers, didn't have that big a problem. I always had a problem thinking that it was chafed, but never really bad. And then I was like 31 or 32, and it really exploded. And when I first went to the OBGYN, the gynecologist, they thought that it was herpes simplex. And he was telling me it was herpes. Went home that afternoon very upset, and my mother called the dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very wonderful woman. And she told me to come in the next morning, and she knew as soon as she saw it. She patted my knee. She said, "Welcome to the family, honey. That's Haley. Haley."
Mm.
They had biopsied. The gynecologist had biopsied. And so the results come back that it was Haley. As I've gotten older, it has gotten worse. And over the last 2 years, I have really not had any luck with any kind of medicines that they gave me. And so when I joined the Facebook group and found out about LDN, I started researching it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and talked to my dermatologist about it. And he was like, "Well, you know more about it than I do. And if you think it'll help, we'll try it."
Okay. Just before you started LDN, can you just give us a picture in our minds of what you had to live with, where the breakouts were, what the pain was like?
I have really severe breakouts under my arms, under my breast, and in the groin area. Those mm-hmm. are very hard to treat. But I break out all over my body. But anywhere that it's not in a skin fold, I don't have that big of a problem with it. I can get it cleared back up. But anywhere in a skin fold, I cannot. And it's constantly. The blisters bust and weep and ooze. The skin splits and breaks open.
And do you get the secondary infections and the yeast infections?
Very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Very bad.
And what do you...
I have been on antibiotics, about every antibiotic there is, both orally and topically. I've mm-hmm. been on steroids orally and topically.
Mm-hmm.
The corticosteroid creams. I mean, if it's there, I've tried it.
Yes. And what about the pain? What were your pain levels like if 10 was the highest?
Oh, if 10 were the highest, 15.
Really?
It's not always that bad, but when it is in a flare and it gets the secondary infections, the pain is excruciating. I have had times that I could not even get up without help. I had to have somebody help me just to stand up.
Goodness. Okay. So you managed to get a prescription of LDN, and when you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
No, I've not had any problems with it.
Okay.
In about 2.5 to 3 weeks, you could start to see changes in the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Where I have had breakouts for so long, and the skin, it's not really scarred, it's just discolored and dark. That is lightening back up and changing and starting to look like normal skin.
Really? And how long have you been taking it now, Teresa?
Since October.
Okay, so that's quite remarkable in such a short period of time, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You were saying that the breakouts never cleared completely before
no.
LDN. How often would you have new breakouts prior to LDN?
Constant.
Okay.
And with the Haley, today you can wake up clear, and an hour later I'll start to itch, and boom, breakout. You may go 2 or 3 days. You may go 2 or 3 weeks.
And what about the 3 months that you've been on LDN? Have you had any breakouts in that time?
I did. I mm-hmm. had another flare, and it got really bad. So I stopped the LDN, done my antibiotic, and then started the LDN back. once I got the infection cleared back out, I had no problem.
You can actually take LDN with antibiotics, just as a by the way. So now, sort of 3 months later of being on LDN, what would you say your pain levels are?
Most has been about a 3.
Really? Well, that's amazing.
And I was taking Lortabs, you know, pain pills, and just to be able to move. I'm not doing that anymore.
Oh, fantastic.
Pain pills. Most I have taken is acetaminophen or ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm. Your skin today, in the folds, in your groin, under your breasts, and under your arms, what does that look like?
Very much better. The skin is healed. I've got one little spot, maybe half inch, that is still healing. But it is healing. It's not trying to spread. And it's not weeping and oozing and blistering.
So what impact has LDN had on your life?
Major. Major, because it's really making a difference. And that's what I say. I have taken everything that could be thought to take. I have tried every home remedy that I could find, you name it. And nothing really worked. But the LDN doesn't stop it completely, but it will clear up. If it starts, it clears back up.
So have you got your family on LDN yet?
Not yet. That's now the thing with me, I have a lot of other health conditions and a lot of different medications. So I was working it in. Now my brother, he has severe outbreaks. And he is on a lot of different medications, just came through chemo, so they're working with him. So but yeah, it's definite. I told my son, he has a lot of problems with it. And he's just 31. He'll be 32 this year. And I've told him, which he had a stroke when he was 26.
Oh, goodness.
So he's on a lot of different medications.
But
they're seeing that it is working with me. And Haley is a disease that is a constant. It doesn't go away. It doesn't recede. It doesn't go into remission. It's an everyday thing. You may have a day or two clear, and you enjoy those days. So the LDN has really started to give me back some quality of life. I have custody of a 6-year-old granddaughter. We have 14 grandchildren.
Wow.
We will have another one in July. And that has been my thing. I've not been able to go and do with my grandchildren. So the LDN, clearing up, getting to where I can move, has been a life changer.
Wonderful. Could you send me some pictures to go with this interview of before and what you're like today?
I don't have any pictures. I've not taken any pictures of it ever.
Right.
It's a very embarrassing.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Condition.
Yes. Well, and a fantastic, remarkable story and very inspirational for other people. I thank you very much for sharing with us, Teresa.
You're welcome. I hope it helped.
What else would you like to add, Teresa?
Well, I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. I am a type 2 diabetic. Along with the Haley, I have a lot of health conditions, high blood pressure. I started the LDN for the Haley, realizing that it could help a lot of other conditions. At the time that I started it, I was giving up. I was tired. Muscles ached all the time, throbbing. Since the LDN, I have energy. I am coming back to life. I feel like LDN has given me a second chance, because so much of my body, I was so tired, actually just ready to give up on life. I was at the point that if this was all there was left, I didn't want it. So LDN has really made a change for me. I'm up. I've got 14 grandchildren. I have custody of a six-year-old. I'm 49 years old. I was too young to be in such a bad shape. And I feel like now I'm on the road to recovery. With LDN, even with the Haley-Haley, if it starts to break open, it does still happen. But before, it would continue to break open and get worse and get worse and spread. Now, if I have anything start, it clears right back up. So I'm not down for 2 or 3 weeks treating a spot and trying to get the skin to heal. Now I can deal with it and go on. And I really feel like LDN has made that change. There's nothing else that I've added or done that would have made that change. But this feeling so tired and all that I'm talking about that has changed was over the last couple of years. It had just really gotten that bad. And now I feel like I'm coming back. I've got energy. I'm able to move. I'm not taking pain pills anymore. Go ahead.
Well, it's just remarkable. And next year, this time, maybe we can do a follow-on and see how you're getting on.
Right. And I hope to say, hey, I've lost the weight that I had gained. Everything's rocking.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.